Great hoops tonight alongside of me, Coach Chelsea DeVille, Bemidji State University women's basketball head coach. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun. Really fun.
Right? I mean, we followed the Beavers for this is our 20th season. And for like maybe a third of that, we started following basketball, a lot of the road conference games. And then in the last few years, we have had consistent professional basketball announcers filling in.
Right.
And so I had to tell Coach I had never seen the Beaver women's basketball program play basketball like that.
Yeah, no, you caught a good one. That's for sure. Between Boshi kicking butt right now and then us, you know, our team, we just had a full team effort, just a grit, and it was fun. I mean, it was fun to coach that. Coach Fish has an amazing team. They're sixth in the region right now, one of the top in the league, and, you know, we went toe-to-toe the whole time and felt in control, and our kids did just such a great job. Super proud.
No kidding. So excuse me because I don't know everybody's name.
Right.
And now I'm going to Haitala.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Freshman kid. Yeah. Just went to work. She's, you know, had a good couple months early on and then kind of fizzled, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we got her back rolling the last 2 weeks just saying, hey, go be confident again and go kick butt. You're a great post player. And she was great on both ends for us tonight. It's fun to see her get her first double-double.
You certainly couldn't tell which team was 15-4 and the other team was 4-16. Bemidji State played like they appeared to be hungry tonight and they wanted this win.
Right. They had, you know, we did, and they had been feeling that for so long, but it's, you know, difficult when in 2020 campaign, right after Christmas break, we'd be in close ones and just couldn't win. And that kept happening. And then that just gets heavy and deflating and it's
right.
Harder. So we always still have that fight and grit, but we had to change something mentally with our kids to just get them to start believing they could do it. And, you know, the game last week, both games, you know, the Mary game, we let slip away again and then put it all together at Minot and just trying to build off of that confidence of, hey, let's go get this thing done.
Well, and tonight, in the end of the, it was close all night long.
Right.
But at the very end, there's some key heads-up defensive play by your players. Just this court awareness and
right.
When you could be nervous or worried about messing up, stepped up.
Right, exactly. And that was the best part. I mean, when we had that game plan to be aggressive and deny all the time, then when it comes down to crunch time and you have to, it's not that big of a deal. It's what we've been doing. We've been denying. We've been trying to make it difficult. So, you know, it was big time plays from a couple of our guards that just said, you know what, you're going to have to work for this and we're not going to just let you run your play. And that was fun to see and just super proud of the effort again.
Yes, it looks like you did have St. Cloud State out of their game or what they're used to playing, obviously, with their record and their talent. They were not expecting this, and I'm sure there's a lot of things that you could say, I wish we could do that different or that, but you got to be happy with the play at this point of the season, last
right.
Weekend at home, to have a great effort. I sure enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. I appreciate that. And, yeah, we are. I mean, my goodness, the opportunity to play the top teams, top two teams in our league, top two teams in the North, do some upsets, and, you know, everyone's mm-hmm. playing. To play our best basketball at the end of the year is what you want to do. So, you know, we play Duluth tomorrow, who is the best defensive team in the league by far. So we'll have to make sure our offense is really, really sharp and we can go to battle again tomorrow. Hopefully we're rested up and have it again.
Well, and this season's not done by any means in the playoffs to come up, but you got to like your youth coming into the coming years as well.
Absolutely. You know, we graduate one kid, Erica Gartner, who didn't see a ton of minutes tonight, but, you know, is a good shooter that we bring off the bench. But other than that, everyone's young and back, and we have a couple injured players that are on our roster that we'll get next year and a couple more freshmen. So we're in, you know, the house is in good hands right
wow.
now.
Wow. That was another thing I noticed. I don't know how it's been doing off the season, but the points coming off the bench tonight
right.
was very impressive as well.
Yeah, it's funny. My dad was talking 25 points off the bench or 24 or whatever
right.
it was. I'm like, well, Dad, Rachel had 23 of them.
Right.
So, you know, that's significant. But it is a significant spark with Taylor Bray and Rachel Hadela. That's a 1-2 punch. Whatever post is coming in, we don't drop off. And tonight was just Rachel's night. We played through her, and it's pretty dang fun.
And then so tomorrow night, Duluth, a good team. But if you play like tonight, it's going to be another great matchup.
Absolutely. You know, I think our kids, you know, just feeling the adrenaline from winning, knowing they just beat a phenomenal team, there's no doubt. You know, there's no, oh, we can't we win. They know they can. They know what it's going to take. Duluth is a great, great team. But if we had that same focus, same grit and toughness, you know, the big thing for us is we can't give the ball away. And they force a ton of turnovers. So if we have some composure and some grit, it should be a good battle.
Well, it was a great game tonight. I'm glad I got to fill in on this one to see Bemidji State women's basketball perform like that. It's just great.
I appreciate that.
Say.
No, thank you so much.
Thanks, Coach.